producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in here to kick off the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am happy to report that I am back from my vacation. Had a great time away in Southeast Asia, but now excited to get back into the saddle, for lack of better terms, simply because of the moves that we've been seeing in the precious metals markets. We have, to kick off this show, Brent Cook of Exploration Insights. Brent, thanks for taking time with us today.
Always a pleasure. I'm glad you had a good time in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, great to get into some sunshine when you're stuck in the kind of northwest rain and clouds. But back in here now, and Brent, let's start talking about the move that we've seen in gold particularly throughout 2016. We started the year down sub 1,100. Right now, as we're recording this, about midway through the week, we are well above the $1,200 level, right around $1,250. This has been a nice move so far, Brent, but we have seen nice moves to kick off the year. This one's a bit stronger, though. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, the past, I think, 3 or 4 years, we've seen an early move, early in the year move in gold that's kind of faded and washed out. That's really been discouraging to a lot of the participants in this. In the past, I've been pretty negative on these. We've been cautious and taken profits, but this move in the gold price is, I think, based more on fundamentals that are going to play out over the next few years. You know, you've been talking about these quite a bit on your news, on your show, where we're seeing the major markets roll over. We're seeing the gold price increase in all currencies, including the U.S. dollar, which is really positive. And the geopolitical situation out there has not gotten any better. In fact, it's deteriorated. So I think we're seeing a fundamental change in the view towards gold. And again, it has to do with currency declines, as well as negative interest rates that are, you know, people are talking about actually happening here in the U.S. as well. When you've got negative interest rates, gold looks awful nice.
Well, and those seem to be some of the driving factors. I've read a lot of articles talking about gold is now back in favor for the fear trade. People are looking for protection. There's also the geopolitical fears. Do you think that one is driving the market more so than a number of the others here, Brent?
I suspect it's got most to do with the rolling over of the major markets and people looking for a contrarian investment, and also recognizing that there's a global debasement in currency is happening.
Well, and I think that's kind of why we've seen the gold price do so well in a number of other currencies. And now, finally, against the U.S. dollar, we have seen some appreciation. How closely, Brent, are you looking at the continued turmoil in China and now also this potential British move out of the EU? Do you think these are playing the role that, well, at least that China did back at the tail end of last year?
I think it's certainly making for much more uncertainty out there in the world. And uncertainty drives people to safe investments. And gold is really one of the safest places to put your money.
Now, talking about falling markets, those obviously entice some investors to move into gold to protect their wealth. But if we see a crash coming, that can also drive down the gold price, even more so gold stocks. I don't necessarily want you to address the gold stocks right now, but about the gold price, do you think that it's set up and could hold up better against some sort of a potential collapse or major fall in the conventional markets?
I don't I don't know, to be honest. I mean, we've seen this in the past when the market really gets hit and the economic turmoil really gets high. They have to generate cash. They need liquidity. And gold is obviously liquid. So we have seen in the past the gold price fall in tandem with everything else. My gut says this year we're not going to see it as much. I think it's going to hold up better, and we're seeing that so far. Another interesting point, I think, is we haven't really seen the silver price move with the gold price. That tells me it's a different investor or speculator that's moving into the gold market that is not just doing it for the short-term pump or for whatever whack job reason that takes the silver price up.
Well, I'm glad you brought up silver because you're right. It hasn't quite moved with the veracity that gold has. And that goes along with a number of the other commodities. I guess it kind of plays into one of our regular commentators, Rick Ackerman. He says that we are in a deflationary time, which is shown by, let's say, copper, even lead, those type of commodities out there. But gold, again, sticking to maybe more of the fear trade and stepping away from the global slowdown, gold can outperform even with the rest of the commodity complex struggling. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. And I think, you know, your point about deflation is really well taken. Globally, we've just got too much stuff. I mean, stuff being everything. The one thing we've got a shortage of, really, is gold. Gold production is set to decline over the next 5 to 10 years and further out if you look at the reserves. That's really interesting. And on the whole, we are producing about 90 million ounces a year from mine production, yet we're only finding in the order of 40 million ounces a year. So that gap, again, tells me that there's a supply gap coming, and it should get interesting for those of us interested in the earlier stage exploration and development stories.
Now let's talk some of these high-level fundamentals, supply and demand being one thing, but then also inflows of capital into some of the ETFs. We've seen a nice pickup in money flowing into such things as GLD, and that really helps drive the gold price. How closely do you follow, first of all, the supply and demand fundamentals when it comes to, let's say, coin sales, and also how closely do you follow inflows into ETFs?
You know, I really don't spend much time on that. That's not my area of expertise. I read about it, and I can see it happening. What really intrigues me is that going back to that statement I made, where we're basically not finding 50 million ounces a year that we're producing. That is going to come to a head over the next few years. And these major mining companies whose production is basically every ounce of gold they produce is an ounce they have to replace or they go out of business, they're going to have to go out and acquire these new deposits and new discoveries at much higher prices, I think, than what they're selling for today. That, to me, is what is the overwhelming supply and demand picture I look at.
Now, have you been watching any of the majors? They've been deleveraging out of a lot of their properties. Do you think this will come to an end sooner rather than later?
With the gold companies, for the most part, I think we're going to see it slow down a fair bit. The base metal companies are still in desperation mode. Freeport and Anglo American are both in dire straits. They're going to be selling what they can. So in the base metal sector, I think that takes a while to work out. But in the gold sector, I think we're seeing a slowdown in the deleveraging and selling of projects. And we're starting to see some acquisition going on. A company that we bought back in November, Lakeshore Gold, and this is one that Joe brought to the table, is being acquired by Tahoe Resources. So that's the sort of thing we're looking for.
All right, Brent, we're going to bring you back on next segment, and we're going to talk more company-wise. So everyone stick around. Brent and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our chat with Brent Cook. Brent, last segment we chatted about kind of high-level gold, precious metals markets. Now let's drive down into the companies. First of all, I want to talk about a company that you and I chatted about back at the Vancouver Cambridge House show at the beginning of this year, Orex Minerals, and also related to that, Canacil, because Canacil is technically the holder of this property. Orex released some very nice drill results back in January. Just last Tuesday, they released follow-up drill results of five more holes. Not quite as good of grades as we saw in hole one, but very comparable, especially hole six. What's your outlook on what this company is doing? Could this be one of the next big discoveries that gets people back interested in the juniors?
Well, I'm certainly hoping. When they put out that first drill hole a few weeks back, we sent out an alert immediately and bought both Canacil and Orex. Orex is earning 65% by spending, I think it's $4 million and paying another million to Canacil. What they've got is a virgin silver discovery. That first hole was in the order of 60 meters, grading 350 grams silver, which is nice, very nice. What's significant about this is that subsequent drill holes that released this week show that there's got some size to it. They've now traced this zone over 350 meters. It's a more or less flat horizon. It's, if you can envision, it's sort of like a rock that acts as a sponge, so the mineral and fluids come into that sponge and spread out. So it's got some size potential. It looks like a strong system, and they've yet to find the limits of it, at least to the west and to the north. It looks pretty good. Now, the stock's done quite well. I think their market's valuing this at about $54 million now, which is starting to get up there. But if these guys can show a footprint that offers 100 million ounces or more, this gets to be a pretty exciting discovery, as it's at surface, so your strip ratio is low.
Well, and part of this current drill program that they have, I think they still have a number of holes still to release, somewhere upwards of maybe 10 holes. So we'll pay attention to what comes out of that. An interesting investment, too, has been between the relationship between Orex and Canacil, because Orex simply has an option on this property, which clearly they're going to keep spending money on this to gain more of an interest when you find these type of reserves. But we also saw Canacil experience a very nice pop. So investors out there need to be aware of these sort of relationships, don't they?
For sure. I mean, Orex is a bit more complicated story, as they've got other silver properties in Mexico, and they've got a piece of a mine in Scandinavia, in Sweden. So it's a bit more of a complicated story. But, you know, you've got a, I guess, ratio between the two, the 65-35, a split, assuming Orex earns in. I think they will.
Now, Brent, what other companies out there do you think are going to benefit the best from, let's say, just even if the gold price stays where it is, above $1,200 for a couple months? I know you like to focus on the junior companies. Which ones interest you the most, then?
Well, in terms of just looking at the gold price, I want to own a producer that makes money at, you know, $900 and does really well at $1,200 or $1,300. I don't really like to play the optionality play where you're buying a company that has a resource or deposit that they break even on or almost break even on. That's just, I just don't like the downside risk. I prefer to limit my downside risk. So this, the companies that I own, a couple of them, I own Richmont Mines, which has one great deposit in Quebec and another one that's doing all right. And I also own Lakeshore Gold, which is being acquired. And we own Claude Resources, which is a Canadian company that's really turned around and producing gold at a very low price, and there's lots of exploration potential there. So those are the ones that I'm focused on that should benefit from this gold price or a higher gold price.
So two of those companies we have covered here as well, those being Richmont and Claude, both able to produce and make money at prices that were much lower than where we're at right now. So those are still some of the good ones. Do you look at some other companies that are producing and making, or at least coming close to breaking even at these current levels, in a way that investors might take a more positive look at them now that the gold price is moving?
I do, but I really don't like those situations because, by and large, my experience has been that a marginal deposit more or less always stays marginal because the issues that make it marginal don't really change. I don't see the point. My view is I don't need to own everything, but what I do own, I want to own the best in class. And I'll take a little bit less upside if I can protect my downside.
It sounds like you're very much risk adverse in these type of markets. Not that I blame you for that.
You know, my letter's about what I'm doing with my money, so I am very cautious. I really don't want to lose this money. I'm happy to go, you know, do a bunch of singles and doubles rather than try for the home run all the time.
I think that's a good mentality to have, and we will be having your new partner on with us later in this weekend show, Joe, who is covering the mid-caps for you. It sounds like those continue to be your focus as we kind of trudge along and figure out where this gold price is going.
Well, I would say that's probably half my focus. The other half is on exploration stories, development stories. My real passion is finding an exploration success very, very early on, like we did with Canisil and Oryx. That's where I really want to be. But those, you can't predict when a discovery comes along. You just have to be prepared with cash on the sidelines that if something pops up like that, you can jump on it before the rest of the crowd sees it.
How aggressively do you jump on these type of plays? Because as we know, one drill hole doesn't necessarily mean follow-up good drill holes.
Precisely. I mean, the Canisil Oryx example we talked about earlier, that was a one-hole hit. And I spent a few hours talking to the geologists I knew that knew the project about what that might have been. And my concern, of course, is that they drilled right down a structure and they step away 50 meters and it's gone. But the geology lent me enough confidence to say, I think this has the potential to grow a long strike. And subsequent drilling shows that at least it goes for 350 meters. So, you know, I'm cautious, but I want to move quick on these. I just need to have a sense that the geology is favorable and conducive to a large deposit.
All right, Brent, wrap us up by letting some of our listeners know where they can find you on the web.
Yeah, thank you. Our website is explorationinsights.com. And there's also some free reports on there. One series I did is called What Was It Like, Dad? Runs through how the last bust in the junior resource sector, 97 to 2002, played out, what it felt like, and how we came out of it. I think this is very similar to what we're seeing going to happen now.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. I have on the line with me right now Ronald Peter Stoferle. He is the managing partner and fund manager at Incrementum AG. This is a fund based out of Liechtenstein. Ronnie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Corey. Good talking to you again.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on, Ronnie. And I posted a chart book from your firm earlier this week entitled Who's Afraid of Recession? Why a Recession in the U.S. is Coming Closer and How to Be on the Right Side of the Trade. Ronnie, let's first start off by talking about how you define a recession in your chart book.
Actually, there's no definition. I mean, we know the official definition by NBER. However, I think it's kind of useless because having a look at the announcement dates of official recessions, they're always between 6 to 12 months late. So it's kind of useless to say after you're 12 months in a recession, okay, now we can confirm that we're already in a recession. So from our point of view, it's important to look at the most reliable recession indicators, and that's what we did in this chart book. And actually, it seems that the U.S. is very close to a recession, or perhaps it's already in a recession. And that was the ambition that we had when we created this chart book, and we knew that the whole economic situation in the U.S. was bad, but after gathering all the data, we've found that it's even worse than expected. And yeah, that's why we did this chart book showing tons of different charts. It's roughly 60 pages. But we're also writing about recessions from the Austrian point of view. And a recession is something actually really normal, something really healthy in a business cycle. So we're covering the topics. We've got an introduction. We're showing signs of an upcoming recession. We're analyzing what's going on in central bankers' heads these days. What might be next? So what will central bankers probably do if we enter recession? And how can investors prepare? And we've also got an appendix asking if recessions should be regarded as the lesser evil. And this is based on an article that I wrote for the Mises Institute.
Now, Ronnie, let's start pretty much at the top. And can you briefly explain some of the signs that you are watching closely of this upcoming recession?
Of course. I mean, we all know that the current cycle has been pretty long. We are kind of in the eighth year of an economic expansion. So in light of historical business cycle patterns, the beginning of a recession appears to be very likely. We also knew that the current expansion is pretty weak. From our point of view, we're seeing, of course, effects of monetary pumping, I would say, of the three quantitative easing programs, Operation Twist, lowering interest rates, and so on. Of course, this had effects. But as we're seeing diminishing marginal utility, we don't see any real effect on the economy. So what we can see, for example, from my point of view, is that the stock market is probably the most accurate indicator for economic activity. It's a leading indicator between 6 to 9 months. Having a look at the S&P, for example, we can see that every time the S&P dropped significantly, we entered a recession pretty quickly. Now, recessions do not cause asset prices to decrease, but decreases in asset prices can trigger recessions. That's important to say. Then we can state that at the moment we're clearly in an earnings recession. So earnings have been weak for almost a year now, and in Q4 the trend has accelerated dramatically. We're seeing that official recession probabilities are rising very quickly. So this is a chart on page 24, for example. We're seeing that the Texas Leading Index, which is also a really accurate forecast of recessions, is showing quite some turmoil. And of course, rising default rates in the energy sector will sooner or later spill over into other sectors, because the whole displacement within the boom sector has a number of kind of multiplier effect on the overall credit cycle. So this will have effects on the economy in Texas, but in many other oil-producing states as well. Of course, we're showing industrial production index. We're showing the ISM manufacturing index. Many people say that, you know, there has been a lag between the manufacturing and the non-manufacturing ISM. From our point of view, the ISM manufacturing is the leading index. And we often hear that, you know, manufacturing is not important in the U.S. However, it's a myth that the U.S. economy would merely depend on the service sector. That's just not true. Most of the earnings in the S&P actually come from the manufacturing sector. And, of course, yield curves. Due to the zero interest rate policy, we will probably not see an inverted yield curve. And then we should not forget that many countries all over the globe are already in or very close to recession. Russia, Brazil, Taiwan are in recession. They are actually in stagflation. Japan, Italy, Canada are very close to entering recession. So I think having a look at the overall picture, it's pretty obvious that the U.S. is already in a recession, or that it will enter a recession very, very soon. From my point of view, that's something normal and healthy, but we know what central bankers will do as soon as we're certain that we're officially in a recession. And of course, there will be this overaction bias probably, so they will launch another round of QE. They will implement negative rates in the U.S. They will act, of course, and this will have, from our point of view, inflationary consequences.
Now, Ronnie, let's quickly chat about four people that do agree with the aspect that the U.S. is going down to a recession. I think one of the key aspects there is also looking at, as you said, internationally. A number of other countries are already in recessions, or recessions seem right around the corner. What should investors do in your book? What is your fun telling people that how they should protect themselves and even potentially make money?
Yeah, from my point of view, gold is the canary in the coal mine, especially for rising inflationary pressure. I think we have seen the bottom in gold. I think having a look at gold and commodities within the last few cycles, it's always been like that, that gold bottomed first and commodities, especially energy, a bit later. So I'm expecting a bottom in commodities pretty soon. And I think if you're going long gold and commodities, you're basically, your aims are kind of aligned with the aims of central bankers. They want to achieve higher inflation rates. We've got a huge disinflationary trend at the moment, and they want to break it, and they will succeed, especially due to the base effect. And from my point of view, as soon as the recession fears get stronger, they will announce another round of quantitative easing. It will be far larger than QE3. And from my point of view, gold, silver, and the commodity space will probably do very well within that scenario. And on the other hand, I think this also means that the dollar strength is over and will reverse into weakness. So commodity currencies like the Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, emerging market currencies, but also perhaps the ruble, might be very interesting looking forward, because we have seen such a strong bull market in the dollar. I think that this trade should be kind of reversed going forward.
All right, Ronnie, it's great chatting with you. Anybody who wants to download the full chart book, go check out our website, kereport.com. We posted that on Tuesday. If for some reason you cannot find it, or you just want Al or I to send it to you directly, just reach out to us either on the blog or through email. Ronnie, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend show. We are talking with Dan Oliver right now. Dan, I have a question for you. I'd like your opinion as to what the IMF has been saying this past week about the weakness of the world economy and how something has to be done to rectify that situation. And how do you feel that's going to relate to the price of gold? I think it's got to be bullish for gold only because when you go to fundamentals, you know, I mean, I'm not a chartist. I'm a fundamentalist. And when the IMF comes out and says things like they said earlier in the week about the fragile nature of the worldwide economy, that's got to be good for gold, man, don't you think?
Yeah, well, let's just back up a little bit. I mean, as always, the policymakers and the politicians are way behind the curve on this. I mean, I've been writing since August. It's been extremely clear that the global economy is rolling over. And you know that from the Federal Reserve's own metrics. You go to the website, look up all industrial production, look up the prices, look up all the things, credit scores, yields on bonds. They're all going the wrong direction. So that the economy is rolling over. And for a long time, the theory was, oh, this is transient, right? This is one of those things that corrects itself. Well, it's gotten to the point where it's not correcting, it's getting worse. And one of the reasons it's getting worse, of course, as we all know from all basic Austrian economics, when you're in a credit bubble, you have to continually ease actually at an accelerating pace to keep the thing alive. And instead of easing more, they're tightening. And so they're actually tightening the screws on a very fragile economy. And they're only now figuring it out that the tightening was a huge policy mistake. And so these guys are now, you know, a year after the fact, after oil started to collapse and all the signs were there, are saying, gee whiz, we've got a problem. And how it relates to gold is very simple. That is, if you look back over thousands of years, you don't even need theory to describe it. There is theory, but you don't need it. The reality is that gold does very badly during credit expansions. And you always see that. So for the last few years, you know, Bernanke coming out of 2008 managed to squish enough credit back in the system. We had a secondary credit bubble and gold did very badly in that time period, as it should have done. And now all of a sudden the wheels are coming off that expansion. We're in full-on collapse, credit collapse, accelerating. And that's very bullish for gold. And again, it has been for thousands of years. So there's nothing new going on here. And you know, you're very accurate that these conditions are fantastic for gold, and it doesn't really matter what they do. If they do nothing, it means that the credit system will unwind, the banks will collapse, and that's fantastic for gold. The only thing they can do is what they have been doing, again, for thousands of years, which is devalue the currency. You know, the first currency devaluation, as you guys know, it was in the 6th century B.C. in Athens. There was a debt problem. What he did was he relieved all the peasants from the mortgages they were under, which the penalty for not paying your debt was slavery, and he devalued the drachma by 27%. And that model of debt forgiveness and currency devaluation, again, has been a feature of every credit collapse since, and it'll be the same thing this time. I don't care what these guys think they're going to talk about their meetings, but what they'll wind up with is forgiveness of some of that debt and currency devaluation for the rest.
So, Dan, are you thinking that as the system continues to unwind, that the central banks are going to need to start printing money again or throwing even more money at the problem, in which that money would land on gold and lead to a higher price? Or would gold outperform in the sense that it would become very stable at a range of prices while the rest of the markets are falling?
The analysis for gold in terms of its real value is quite simple. When I say real value, I mean its value against real estate, its value against industrial commodities. Those sorts of ratios is very simple. And again, I just described it. Gold does badly in those ratios during expansions. It does very well in contractions. So your question, what does it do in nominal terms, is a little more tricky because these policymakers do control somewhat the value of their currencies. They can tighten interest rates. They can print lots of the stuff. And, you know, Bernanke gave that famous speech where he said, there's a technology called the printing press, so we can always devalue the currency if we want to, and that is, of course, at some level theoretically true, but they have to print a lot of the stuff to do that because there's so much debt outstanding. So what's becoming clear from the chatter of economists is that negative interest rates is not helpful because, first of all, people go and take their currency out of the bank, so that requires banning currency. Well, they may do that one day, but it's hard to do that so quickly, I think. And so QE is the better solution, is the easier solution. And what the chatter is that instead of this time giving the QE to the banks, they'll give it straight to municipal projects. So there's a whole meme out there, probably true, that all the bridges are falling apart, all the roads need repair. And so what will happen is transportation authorities will issue debt to rebuild bridges. The Fed will buy that debt, and they'll just disappear. And that's just basically Weimar stuff. That's just printing money. And my understanding is actually that the transportation bill passed in December is partially funded by borrowing the excess reserves of the Fed. It's so complicated, no one can really understand it. But basically, in essence, that is just printing money to build roads. And so I think that's the next stage. And is it good for gold? Of course it's good for gold. It's fantastic for gold. With this caveat, and that is, again, think about the last cycle. The way that the debts were preserved in 2008 was by devaluing the dollar quite a bit. Gold ran from 700 to 1900. And then as the credit bubble started percolating up again, gold came under pressure. And so I think even assuming we have another credit cycle in us, what will happen is they'll devalue the currency dramatically. Gold will run to 3,000 or so. And then if a new credit bubble starts, then we'll see a new correction in gold. If the wheels fall off, then gold can go to, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 easily.
I think that the fundamentals are in place, assuming that you consider economic stability, currency stability, geopolitical events, et cetera, to have an impact, a potential impact on the price of gold. I think it's in the cards that eventually a black swan is going to come and sit on everybody's house, and that black swan is going to be that gold is eventually going to take off simply because, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but certainly sooner rather than later, simply because people are going to realize that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. And I got to tell you, I've made some derogatory comments about people in the past who have been forecasting $5,000 gold, $4,000 gold, et cetera, et cetera. I truly am in their camp now. I'm just not in their camp for that happening tomorrow. But I think eventually it is going to happen. And that's why, Dan, I think right now is a good time just to accumulate, and I would say accumulate the physical, because the paper market, I think, is probably not worth the paper that it's printed on.
Physical is the safest thing you can have. You can get more bang for your buck by the miners, but you can take a more risk, obviously. But let me just address two of your points, and that is, if you look back at previous gold bull markets and other currencies, and the U.S. indeed, most of the gain is usually in a very short period of time. Currencies go along for long periods of time, very stably, and they suddenly collapse. And so most of the gains you find very compressed in a very short period of time. If you're not in the market, then you lose. And the way you get to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 gold is not as crazy as it sounds, and that is just going back through the records of the Federal Reserve, and then before that, the Bank of England, back to 1700. The market has insisted that gold back their liabilities by a third. And that's been constant over 300 years. And that number from 1971 is 28%. That current number is about 6%. So gold has to go up 5x just to get back to the historical average of what gold backs the currency by. And, of course, in a crisis, you can go well beyond that. So it's not as crazy as it sounds. And don't forget that those prices you're talking about are more the currency collapse than gold going up. I don't expect gold to go up 5 times against wheat or oil from here. But I do expect it to go up that much, at least in terms of currencies.
Can we talk time frame on this, Dan? Because I think it's important to outline these type of calls with not necessarily a defined time, but a more general timeline.
Sure. I can't give a time in terms of like next week, but I think the thing to look for is it will happen when the debt pyramid collapses, and the signs of that will be big banks like Deutsche Bank rolling over, which is already happening. The signs will be when you see nominal rates going up and gold going up at the same time. That'll be an indication that the system is rejecting the dollar, and the whole Federal Reserve is going to become a margin call. But that's effectively what a soaring gold price is. It's a margin call in the Federal Reserve. It's happened a few times in our history in the 70s and the 30s, and it's about to happen again. And it really depends on how impaired the bank system is and how fast it collapses. And again, if they can save it, you know, they may be able to save it one more cycle, in which case this is a few years off. If the debt is just too big for them to save it this time, then my guess is it's probably a year off. So it depends a little bit on the dynamics and how they respond and if they can keep the show going for another cycle or not.
How important in your eyes is the international community?
I don't put as much credence in the flow of gold, where it's going here and there, because I don't think it's gold that's really changing in value. The whole point is that gold's been the most stable substance that man has ever discovered over thousands of years of economic history. What really depends is the currencies. And when you look at things like the Japanese yen, when you look at the Chinese bank system, when you look at the European banks, when you look at the Federal Reserve, how levered up all these guys are, I mean, it's not the flow of gold. It's that there's no safe currency in the world to run to. And as investors start to put the pieces together, which, again, has not paid to be on this wavelength last few years, but all of a sudden the vengeance you're seeing commentators come back, rediscover the reasons for holding gold, and you're seeing gold respond, and I think it's just the beginning of a much, much bigger move.
All right, Dan, always enjoy having you on. Everybody, go check out Dan's firm, Myrmican Capital, LLC, based out of New York. If you want to get in touch with Dan or have any of his work sent to you, just contact Al or I, and we will make that happen. Dan, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.